Hi, welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi. One last thing I'd like to share with you about the Blessed Mother and how she helps us live in the power of the Holy Spirit is a type of prayer that involves consecrating our lives, our spirits, our hopes, our dreams, our prayers to the Blessed Mother. To consecrate something, to consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother, means that we entrust it or we entrust ourselves to her care, to her motherly care, to her friendship. When we ask her to take our prayers, we're not asking her to be God and answer our prayers. We're asking her and we're entrusting to her the prayers that we want delivered to Jesus. Yes, we can deliver them directly to Jesus, but she is a friend. And you know, there is nobody who cares more about us than a mother other than God himself. The Holy Mother cares about us more than any human being who ever lived. So, when we entrust ourselves to her and her protection and her help, and we entrust our prayers to her, here's what happens. We lift our prayers up to her Immaculate Heart. She, who is united to Jesus, delivers our prayers to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the two of them together work in this world through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who is within the followers of Christ. So you see how we all work together? Let me go through that real quickly again, but shedding a little bit more light on that. When we offer something to Mary, we're offering it to her Immaculate Heart. Her Immaculate Heart is the sinless heart of a human being. The one human being who never sinned. Why? Because she was given the fullness of grace from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who helped her remain holy, because by her free will, she wanted to receive that grace. So, with that grace fully alive in her, filling her, she receives our prayers, our hopes, our dreams, and she delivers it to Jesus' Sacred Heart. And his Sacred Heart is burning with love for us and for whomever we're praying. Burning with the desire for goodness to come and for that goodness to last for all of eternity. And then together, Mary and Jesus work with her spouse, the Holy Spirit, the advocate whom Jesus gave us, to bring what God's will is into reality here on earth through whichever of us is willing to be God's instrument, is willing to let the Holy Spirit come so alive in us and overshadow our lives so much and empower us so much because we are walking the walk of holiness and constantly growing and asking the Holy Spirit to help us to be purified. When we avail ourselves of that, we become much more fully alive in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's when miracles happen. And just one little addition I'd like to say to this. The best time of year, in my opinion, the best day of the year to consecrate your life to the Blessed Mother and consecrate all your prayers, your hopes, and your dreams to the Blessed Mother is on her feast day, January 1st, the solemnity of Mary as Mother of God, Mother of Jesus. Use that Mass. I do that every year. Oh, and I have found it makes a huge difference. Use that Mass as a time to consecrate yourself and the new year to the Blessed Mother. And she'll take that to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the power of the Holy Spirit. Now go and live in that power.
This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.